it's almost top of the day to you, wouldn't you say, Mike?
It's almost top of the day. Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, that's right. Hey, welcome to the good stuff. And we've got some good things coming up for you. A little St. Patrick's, a little not St. Patrick's. And it's all just for you for a little bit of good stuff.
If you need information about ranching, farming, breeding, markets, agriculture, sales, rodeo, you name it, it's in the Tri-State Livestock News, offering all of that and more every week. No need to roam for information. It's just you, your morning cup of coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds pretty good. Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
There you go. Hey, Mike, never iron a four-leaf clover because you don't want to press your luck.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So an Italian lawyer and an Irishman are sitting next to each other on a long flight. So you got to picture this in your mind.
Okay.
The lawyer thinks that the Irishmen are so dumb that he could put something over on them pretty easily. So the lawyer asks if the Irishman would like to play a fun game. The Irishman is tired and just wants to take a nap, so he politely declines and tries to catch a few winks. The Italian lawyer, though, persists and says that the game would be a lot of fun. I ask you a question, and if you don't know the answer, you pay me only $5. Then you ask me one, and if I don't know the answer, I'll pay you $500, he said. This catches the Irishman's attention, and to keep the lawyer quiet, he agrees to play the game. The lawyer asks the first question. What's the distance from the earth to the moon? The Irishman doesn't say a word, reaches in his pocket, pulls out a $5, and hands it to the lawyer. Now it's the Irishman's turn. He asks the lawyer, what goes up the hill with three legs and comes down with four? The lawyer uses a laptop, searches all the references he can find on Google. He sends emails to all of the smart friends he knows, to no avail. After over an hour of searching, he finally gives up. He wakes up the Irishman and hands him $500. The Irishman pockets the $500 and goes right back to sleep. The lawyer's now going nuts, not knowing the answer. He wakes the Irishman up and asks, well, so what goes up the hill with three legs and comes down with four? The Irishman reaches in his pocket, hands the lawyer another $5, and goes back to sleep. Don't mess with the Irish.
That is cute.
He's $490 ahead. And there he got the nap in he was looking
for. Yep, exactly, exactly. Hey, St. Patrick's Day is an enchanted time, a day to begin transforming winter's dreams into summer's magic.
Oh, okay. Good
I like
thought.
That. Okay. I know. It kind of gives you hope that spring is coming. Although lately the weather hasn't been too atrocious.
It is spring, and so it changes.
That's right.
Quite a
That's
bit.
That's right. Okay, you got to try your luck at least once a day because you could be going around lucky all day and not even know it.
That's true.
I like that.
Okay, a large Canadian lumber company advertised they were looking for a good lumberjack. The very next day, a skinny Irishman shows up with an axe and knocks on the door. The foreman took one look at the small Irishman and told him to leave. Just give me a chance, and I'll show you what I can do, said the Irishman. Okay, see that giant redwood over there, said the foreman. Take your axe and go cut it down. The Irishman headed for the tree, and in 5 minutes he was back knocking on the foreman's door. I cut down the tree, said the Irishman. Holy smoke, said the foreman. Where did you get the skill to chop down trees like that? In the Sahara Forest, replied the Irishman. Confused, the foreman asked, don't you mean the Sahara Desert? And he goes, well, it is now. Little Irish humor coming up on St. Patrick's Day.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. Okay, Mike, here's a short little piece. You're in my mind and on my heart. That's what I want to say. It's all about the gold and rainbows. It's St. Patrick's Day. Hope you have a great day. Remember, it's coming up Sunday.
Sounds like you've been writing greeting cards.
It does, doesn't it? Well, maybe I have. That might be a sideline. A
lot of good Irish things out there.
Yeah, there you go.
Share with everybody.
Okay, how about this? May the roof above us never fall in, and may the friends gathered below it never fall out.
There you go. That'd be a good one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a good blessing.
I think we can share one more of those before we wrap things up on this Friday.
Okay, how's this? A best friend is like a four-leaf clover, hard to find and lucky to have.
Oh, okay. Good one to leave everybody with here as we head into the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Don't overdo it. Make sure you have a nice St. Patrick's Day celebration Saturday night or Sunday, and we'll visit with you again on Monday's edition of The Good Stuff.